We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Now we're going to speak about the Seder HaBrachos of the Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, which we know is 9 brachos. Seder Brachos, Oimer, this is the first man, the Amar Yech Menuri, it's not like we do. Seder Brachos, Oimer, Ovois, you first say the Brach of Ovois, the Gurois, that's the Brach of Gurois, Atagibar. The Kedusha Shashem, that's at the Kaddish. The Koilu Malchios Imam. According to the Yama, the Psukim that we say of Malchios, we are will include together with Kedusha Shashem. And you don't blow shofar on that. Then you say Kedusha Hayoim. Then you say the Kedusha Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah, the davening part that we mentioned, Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned Vlecha Kolam Kulu Chvedecha. And that we say that, and then we blow shofar on that. So it means we say Malchios, the Psukim Malchios, we say that together with the Kedusha Hashem, with Atta Kaddish. And then the Psukim of Leicha Kalim Kulu, not the Psukim, the Tefillah of Leicha Kalim Kulu Vedecha, Minasa Kalim Mikorecha, Bahayfar Vedaga Zecha, that we say separately and we blow shofar. Then we say Zechroinois, the Psukim of Zechroinois Vitekea, Shofar is Vitekea. Then you say, so now you say, Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shofar. These are different psukim for in Tfilas Musaf. They say different psukim of Malchios. Psukim of Malchios, the example of that is, you say, the different Hashem Lekov, Imo Yisruos Melech Boy, Ahibishurah Melech Zasiv Rosh Yom. Those are psukim of Malchios. Psukim of Zechroinos are like the Tfilah of Atazeichem Maisa Olam, and there's all the different Lashon of Zechroinos, like, Zachar Eskerenu Oid, and then the Psukim of Shofaros. That's the we say all the Mishnah. Call Shofar Chazak Moid. So you blow Shofar on that, and then you say Avoido, which is Ritzei, Vahoido, which is Moidim, Ubrichas Kahanim, which is Sim Shalom, Divrei Rabbi Yechim Renuri. That's the Seder of the 9 Brachos of Rabbi Yechim Renuri. Omalei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to him, "If ain't it a Kela Malchias, Lomu Masker. If you're not blowing a Malchias, what are you being Masker for?" And we'll see what the Taina was exactly. Because what's the taina? You mask it because we know that Hashem says, "Say the psukim of Malchus, kadesh tam lechuni alechem." But upon that, Rav Kiva's question. So Rav Kiva says, like we do, Elohim avos, you say avos, v'gvurois, which is at the gibor, v'kedushois Hashem, which is at the kadosh, v'koil malchus and kedusha yoyim. We put malchus together with the bracha of kedusha yoyim, which is the bracha of which is the bracha of melech hakolam kuvudecha, v'hoifa ba'adag v'nezecha. We put that together with that. Vitakeya, and you blow shofar. Then Zechroinus Vitakeya, then Shofaris Vitakeya, then Vayim Avoida, Vahoida, Ubrichas Kahan. So here we have Machlaikis in the Mishnah, how we set up to say the Musaf with the Tekiyas. And the two differences are, first of all, where you say Malchias, do you say it in Atta Kadosh, or do you say it in the Bracha of Kedushas Hayoim? And number two, Nafkimin, is when you blow shofar. According to the Tanakam, you blow shofar on the Kedushas Hayoim and not on Malchias. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you blow the shofar on the Malchias. So I want to explain that taina of Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, ain't it the keil Malchias? Lomu masker. Rabbi Kiva taina is, if you're not blowing shofar for the Malchias, why are you being masker? Freit Gemara, lomu masker. Rachmano imanitka. The Torah says to mention Malchias. The Torah says to mention Malchias. We learn that from Psukim to mention Malchias. Avada Pashtos, it's not a deraisa to mention Malchias, it's only Asmachta, but like the Ritva spoke out on Daf Tezayin already, that Asmachta has a certain, according to the Ritva, Asmachta doesn't just mean a remez, a simon in the Torah. It means the Torah actually said to say it. Just it's not a chiv, it's not a mitzvah deraisa, it's only the Rabbanon. The Torah gave a chance for Rabbanon to learn it out and to say what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. Val Kaponim, the Torah says to say, Malchias. So what's the question? Why mentioning it? So Mara says, this is Rabbi Kiva's question. Eloma Esa, why you say 10 psukim? Lema Teisha say 9 psukim. The hell of ishtani. Since it's different, there's no tekiyah on it, you should only say 9 psukim. And the Oimek Hadava is like this. The later on, the next Gemara will say, after the next Mishnah, why do you say 10 psukim for Malchias, Zechronias, and Shofaris? Why is it 10 psukim? The reason is because there's Keneged, the 10 Halalukas or the 10 Aseres Dibris, where you have Shofar there. So the number 10 has to do with Shofar. If you're not blowing Shofar on Malchias, why would you say 10 Psukim? It should be sufficient with 9 or less. And that's Rekiva's Taina. And the Gemara doesn't say what Rabbi Yechon Ruber answered to that Taina, and it sounds like Yechon Ruber didn't have an answer to that Taina. So the Gemara writes, Tana Rabbana, Linten Abraisa, Menayim Shomer Avos. How do you know this is the Gev every day? How do you know to say the Bracha of Avos? So, like Avram, like Yitzhak, like Yaakov, we say in the first Bracha, Bracha's Avos. How do we know? Shnema Hovu Lashem B'nei Elim. Hovu Lashem, bring to Hashem B'nei Elim. The B'nai Elim, that's the Elim are the strong ones, which means the Avos. Mention in front of Hashem the Schus Avos. Hovu Lashem B'nei Elim. Menayim Shomer Gvurois. How do you know you mention Gvurois? Shnema Hovu Lashem Kavod Vois. The Kavod and the strength of Hashem mentioned. You see, Loshon Kodesh, that you see, you mentioned Hashem Kedusha. This is a question of Rosh Hashanah. How do you know you mention Malchiyos Zechroinos V'Shefes? Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, the Pasuk says like this by Rosh Hashanah. It says, Dabri Abnei Yisrael Eimer, B'choyosh HaShvi'i, in the seventh month, V'echel HaKodesh, Yilachem Shabbosin Zichrein Teruah Mikra Kodesh. So we have here a pasuk, Shabbosin Zichrein Teruah Mikra Kodesh. Shabbosin is the Kedusha Sayyim. Shabbosin refers to the Kedusha Sayyim, which means mentioning the bracha of Meloicha Kolom Kula Bechmedacha. Zicharein Elu Zichreinis. That's to mention the Psukim of Zichreinis. Like we said, Zachar Eskrenuai, Tem Psukim of Zichreinis. Teruah Elu Shoifris. Mikra Kodesh means Kadshayu Basias Malacha. To Mekadesh the day with Messias Malachos, don't do Malacha that day. So Rabbi Kiva is an agree be a soidoi to these four things, you should say it's out of order. Omer Rabbi Kiva, pay Mali Nemar, why don't you say the opposite? Shabbosin Shvois, the first word in the Pasuk Shabbosin. And that means to rest. So it probably means it's going on the Kachay of Messias Malachos, probably from the word, first word. Pay Mali Nemar Shabbosin Shvois. Shabbosin Pasuk Akos Tchil, that's what the Pasuk started off with. Ella, he dashes like this. Shabbosin means Kachay of Messias Malachos. The first thing you do is you aser the day of Malacha. Zekaroin Elu Zechorinus. That's the Pesukim of Zechorinus. Teruah Elu Shoifres. And Mikra Kodesh Kedusha Yoyim. That's the bracha of Kedusha Yoyim. So we already know a lot of the brachas. We know already Avos, Gvurois, and Kedushas Hashem. We know Kedushas Hayoyim. And we know Shoifres and Zechorinus. How do you know Malchias? Nine Shoimer Malchias. Tanya, Rebbe Yoyimer. The Rise Rebbe says, it says in the Pesuk before the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, it says, it ends the parasha before that of Shavuos, it says, of kutzuchem es kutzir atzuchem l'shechala pas sadecha b'kutzurecha, v'lek kutzich lo eslaket, it says, don't cut down the leket, la'oni v'lager tazoy v'isom, ani Hashem alakechem. And the next parasha starts the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. So it says, ani Hashem alakechem, uv'chayosh ha'shvi, that's the next parasha right afterwards, zu malchus. So ani Hashem alakechem is malchus. So we darshan that you say Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yisrael Rudeimah in its Tzarech. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say. You don't have to say this drasha. You don't have to make this hekesh. It's a hekesh. It's one pasuk. No, but you don't need that. I have a more mafurish thing. Harei Oimer. It says in the pasuk. The whole pasuk starts with Yom Simchaschem Umayadechem Rosh Chachechem Skatem Achay Tzoytzroys Alosechem Aziv Chishamaychem. Then it says in the pasuk Vahoyu Lechem Lezikaroin. So we see, together with words of Karoin, is mentioned Ani Hashem Alekechem. Why is it Ani Hashem Alekechem? Is that Bana Av L'chol Mokoyim? It's a Bnei Av L'chol Mokoyim. It's a Binyan Av. You learn out to any place you never by Zichronis. Any time you say Zichronis, you have Malchus Imam. You have Malchus Imam, which is Ani Hashem Alekechem. So Vehechad Oimra L'kedusha Sayyim. Okay, so now we got Malchus Zichronis Shoifres. And they must have had a Masorah. It's only 9 brachas. So where do you stick in Kedusha Sayyim? Ve'echad Omer L'Kedusha Sayyim. Tanya, Luntan Abraisa. Rebbe Omer, Ima Malchias Omer. You say it with the Malchias, like we say it, which is the first set of Psukim. You say it with them. Why? Ma'amitzin v'chol makam, every yontif, when do you say Kedusha Sayyim? Berevius, the fourth bracha. Afkam Berevius. That means a regular yontif, how many brachas are there in Shemoneh Esrei? 7. You have 3. You have Avos, Gvurois, and Kedusha. Then you have the Kedusha Zayayim, which is the middle. You know, the Alav Yavoy and everything, it's the middle. Then you have the end. So just like you always have the fourth bracha Kedusha Zayayim, here also, with Malchias, you'll say Kedusha Zayayim. That's Rebbe Shita. Avkam Revius. You say it with the middle thing, because Malchias, Zechorinus, Shefres, you say it in the middle bracha, which is the fifth bracha. Why? Ma'amitzina v'chol makam be'emtza, just like every Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Tov, you say Kedushas Yom be'emtza in the middle. Avkam be'emtza, he also be in the middle. That's machlokes we pass like Rabbi. Ukash kitchu bezden sashana b'usha. I want to tell a story when the Rosh Hashanah happened in Usha. Yorad Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, the fnei of Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika davened for the Amud in front of Shimon ben Gamliel. But also Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, and he did like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. He did like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says that you say Malchias with Kedushas Hashem, and then you say Kedusha Yoyim by itself, and you blow Shofar. That's what he did. Amul, let's pass that. It means he did both those things. Amul, Rav Shimon, Lehoyah Noigin came to Yavne. Rav Shimon Mill said, no, we weren't Noig like that in Yavne. Lehoyah Masheini, the next day, Yard Rachni, Abraham Shem, Yosef Lili, but also Rav Akiva. The next day, he davened for Amud and Rosh Hashanah, and he said, like, he did like Rav Akiva, which means he put Malchias together with Kedushas Hayoyim, and they blew Shofar on that. Amr Rav Shimon Mill, Kachoy Noigin be Yavne. That was Taka Amidig in Yavne. So let's analyze these stories. First of all, the main brother of Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Svilei. It sounds like here, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, because when he did like Rabbi Akiva, he was happy. Frey the Gemara, Va'omer Rabbi Akiva, Malchias im Kedushas Hayoyim Amalu. Rabbi Akiva said that he said Malchias im Kedushas Hayoyim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Aymer, Kedushas Hayoyim with the Zechariah Amalu. You say Kedushas Hayoyim with Zechariah. With the middle bracha we just said before. He said with the middle bracha. So how can you be happy with that? Amr Rabbi Zeir, no. What he was happy about was that what they did was they blew Shofar on the Malchias. That was the thing that he was agreeing to. Amr Rabbi Zeir, Loimar, Shetokin Le Malchias. They blow Shofar for Malchias, which is different from Yechon Uri, where you don't blow Shofar for Malchias. Let's analyze the story more. It says, Yoimah Sheini, Yorad Rechnina. My Sheini. There's 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Yavne. I'm talking about the Makash, I'll be Kiddush HaChadosh there. Why is 2 years of Tavim there? What's going on? And they were asking him what an extra knech. Lememra, the Abri Le'el, it means like this. That Bishlama, if they would, even with Kiddush HaChadosh, it's possible to say Musaf 2 days. Why? Because the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they were scared maybe the Eidim will come that day, so they said Musaf. It's a void like that. They said Musaf that day. But the kasha is that the problem is that El was never Mu'ubah. V'omar Rav Chanina, remember the Abri Le'el, that extra day of El, and that made the next day Rosh Hashanah. V'omar Rav Chanina Ba'akahana, Me'imais Ezra Ve'elik, Le'metzino El Mu'ubah. From Ezra on, they never found Elam Ober until Rav's days. And this story of Rav Shimon Gamliel was before Rav's days. Rav Chista, my Sheni, Liyem Sheni, Lashon Abam. He said, next day Rosh Hashanah, which is next year, they blew this way. They did it this way. Doesn't mean the next day Rosh Hashanah, of course, they didn't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because it never happened until the days of Rav. We had it before, the days of Ula happened. But it didn't happen from Ezra until Rav that they add an extra day of El, and therefore Yom HaShani must be next year. Look, Mr. Vaita. Now to about the Psukim. Ein Peiches in Masara Malchias. We don't do less than 10 Psukim of Malchias. Masara Zechorinus, 10 Psukim of Zechorinus. Masara Shofres, 10 Psukim of Shofres. Rabbi Yechon Nurei, Mem, Amai Gimel, Gimel, Kul, and Yatsa. If you did 3 Malchias, 3 Zechorinus, 3 Shofres, you are Yaitzim. And Savuy in the Gemara, that, for example, these 10 psukim that you say are 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, and 3 from Ksuvim. And if it's three, we'll see in the Gemara, it will be one of each. Zog the Gemara, Hani Asara Malchias Kenegami. Why do you say 10 psukim of Malchias? And the same question is 10 psukim of Shofar, 10 psukim of Zecharias. Why is it 10? What's the number 10 for? Amar Rebbe, or some Agaris. Amar Rebbe Levi. Connected Asara Lulim Shin Omar Dovah Besefer Tehillim. It's connected to 10 halukas that David HaMelech said. Frank Demar Halulim Tuvahava. There's a lot of halukas, much more than 10 in Sefer Tehillim. Zog Demar, no. Halukh Sivbu Halu Beseka Shofar. We have a capital that mentions Shofar in there, and in that capital it says Halulu 10 times. So let's read the pasuk. It says in the pasuk Haluka. So let's say we count it as 1. Haluka. Halu Kel Bekotchoi, that's 2. Halu Bekiru Uzoi, Halu Gurayisov, Halu Gurayisov, Halu Besek Kosheifa, Halu Nevechina, Halu Besek Mokal, Halu Minu Ugov, Halu Betel Shama, Halu Betel Shura, Kol Shama Talakah Haluka. It's 12. So why is it 10? Terry says the first Haluka and last Haluka we don't count. We only count the Halus or the Haluhu. That's all the ones we count. Altogether 10, instead of Besek Kosheifa. That's how you know there's 10 Psukim. That's Pshat number 1. Rav Yosef is the Pshat. Rav Yosef is the Pshat. It's connected to the Saras HaDibris that Moshe said B'Sinai, that's the same time Sukkim. What does the Sarah Zivzu got to do with Malchias and Shofars and Skarnas? Zok the Rashi, because they blew Shofar by the Har Sinai. That's why. Because Shofar.
Also, that was when the Mamach Hashem was Mal.
Mamlechlem, could be say, yeah, could be. The Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Pshat al Shofar." Reichen Omer, can I get a story of my Mamrois? Shebehem Nivra Olam. We know that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, through Omer Diomar at least, and the world was created with 10 Mamrois. With 10 Mamrois, that was the world was created with 10 Mamrois. Instead of a Yomer 10 times, so therefore we say 10 Sukkim. Freit the Gemara doesn't say 10 times; only says 9 times. Hey Niu, Vayomer, the Bereshis test have it's only tests, only 9 times says Vayomer in Bereshis. And for the Gemara, Bereshis 9 Maimu. It says Bereshis Bereshis Bara Alekim, Shemayim Vaaretz, says Shemayim Vaaretz, that Bereshis also lost a Maimu. Which means, by beginning, Hashem said and he created a Shemayim Vaaretz. So Chesiv, Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Naasu. So you see this idea that, but Dvar Hashem, the Shemayim was created, therefore it's another Amamara. So there are 3 Pshatim why we have 10 psukim of Malchus and there's 10 psukim of Malchus of Shofar is Chorinus because one shot is al Haluka, there's 10 of those, or a Sarah's Dibris, 10 Dibris, or 10 Mamaros. Rabbi Yechon Nuri Eimer, im Oma Shalosh Shalosh Bukum Yosef, said 3 of each Yotze, and Boyaluhu, Hechik Tani, what's tight from Yechon Nuri? Does it mean to say, Shalosh Mena Taira, 3 psukim on a Taira, 3 psukim on a Shalosh Mena Navim, Shalosh Mena Ksuvim, altogether 9, Davatesha, and it comes out, the difference between him and Tanakam is only one pasuk. Tanakam says 10, he says not, he says 9. What it means to say is 3, 3, 3 means 3 in each bracha, which means Echamana Tayrav, Echamana Vim, Echamana Ksuvim, the Havan Shalosh, and 3 for each one, Echamana Tuba, it's a big difference, 10 and 3. So we bring a right. Tashima, the Tayyim, the Brisa, Tanakam says, Ein Peichsim Ma'asara Malchis, you shouldn't do less than 10 Malchis, Masara Zacharias, Masara Sharifis, the Chachila, you should do at least 10 for each one. Like our Tanakama, from Amas Sheva, Mekula on Yotza. If he did 7, that Yotza. Kenega Sheva Rakim, Kenega 7 Rakim. Which means he did 2, 2, and 1. That Yotza. If you did 2 from the Torah, 2 from the Vim, 2 from Ksuvim, 1 from Torah, like by 10 also, it means 3, 3, and 1 from Torah. If he did 7 altogether, Yotza. Reich Menuri Eimer Hapoiches Leivches B'Sheva. Means Chilu do 7. Vim Amas Shalosh Mekula on Yotza. Kenega Torah and Vim Ksuvim. Either can I get tired of being Maksuvim, or I'm looking at kind of being Israel. So what do you see from this price? So Rashi says it must mean Shalosh Shalosh means that each Malchias means 3 alone, because if 3 meant 3 from Torah, 3 from Neviim, 3 from Maksuvim, then 7 would also have to mean 7 from Torah, 7 from Neviim, and 7 from Maksuvim. And it comes out Rabbi Yechon Menuri is being Maisif, and that can't be. It sounds like he's being Memait. So I'll upon him. So you see, 7 means the total that you say by that bracha, and 3 also means the total you say by that bracha. And then, so now this Rabbi Yechon Ruri is different than our Mishnah, because if Mishnah is mashma, Rabbi Yechon Ruri agrees that lechatchila is supposed to say 10, just with the eved yotze with 3. So this is not Rabbi Yechon Ruri, and the Braisa is not like our Mishnah. Om Rav Huna, Om Shmuel, loch ka Rabbi Yechon Ruri of our Mishnah. Rav Huna says we pass like Rabbi Yechon Ruri of our Mishnah, which means like this, that lechatchila you say 10 psukim, and with the eved, if you don't say 10, but you say 3, you are Yotze Bidi Eved.